Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
There are increasing worries Al-Qaeda is using the instability in Yemen to spread its influence. Stephen Socker, with our partner the BBC, sent us this report.
I'm on the main road out of Aden heading due east. There are reports of continued fighting between government forces and jihadi Islamist fighters in the provincial capital, Zanjibar. This road goes direct to Zanjibar. The question is, can we get there? We're approaching a major checkpoint here on the highway. There's a military truck with a machine gun. Sabah khair.
Moments later, I was told to stop the car and get out.
Okay.
The local commander said there was no way I could go further. If I did, he explained, I would be killed. Despite the roadblocks and sporadic fighting, a local contact was able to make it into Al-Qaeda-held territory. The town of Zanjibar is now in ruins. The few remaining civilians are under the thumb of gunmen loyal to Ansar al-Sharia, a front for Al-Qaeda. One of the fighters, Abdullah Abu Daha, set out their demands. We want the implementation of Sharia law, he said. If the government chooses to rule with God's law, we would be their soldiers. If they do not, we will fight them with the last drop of our blood. The Yemeni government, hamstrung by political, military, and economic turmoil, appears unwilling or unable to snuff out this jihadi rebellion. And all the while, the humanitarian cost is rising. A queue of weary refugees lines up for a handout of rice and cooking oil in Aden. Tens of thousands of destitute civilians have flooded into Yemen's southern port city since the Al-Qaeda insurgency began last spring. In Aden, new sandbag defences are being placed around the main UN compound. For experienced staff like the UN Refugee Agency's Navid Hussein, Yemen's slide into chaos prompts comparisons with a failing state just across the Gulf of Aden.
Yemen is going through a serious humanitarian crisis. And we are very concerned that if that situation is not addressed, we might see a new Somalia in the making.
The West is watching Yemen unravel with a growing sense of alarm. I joined the Aden Coast Guard on a patrol of some of the most strategically vital shipping routes in the world. Lieutenant Mohammed Al-Fassi, proud of his Royal Navy training, says his country's stability now depends on help from outside.
We are doing our best with our limited resources, but what we need from the international community is to stand with us, support us to pass this critical time.
Warships in the Arabian Gulf, American drones overhead. The West has Yemen under constant surveillance. The fear is they'll be watching, powerless, as Al-Qaeda gains ground and Yemen sinks deeper into chaos.
That's Stephen Sacker with our partner, the BBC.